Right now, it is time to check the weather, and let's bring in our weather god, Pat Pagano. Pat, I was very disappointed when I woke this morning.
And that's because there wasn't snow outside, or there was a little snow outside.
Yeah, we got about a quarter inch of snow, actually, yeah.
Yeah, that was just, that's like the scout before the storm.
that's what I was figuring. But yeah. I immediately went and checked your download to me, and then I went and checked the National Weather Service weather discussion, and you both seem to be on the same page. What you've got in your forecast is by the time this all ends, maybe somewhere around 6 inches, a little less or a little more. Does that look pretty good to you right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because it does look like both low number one and low number two will be a little bit further south and east, and I was afraid of that yesterday, and we talked about it. I said, you know, we'd have to lower amounts if the storm goes a little bit further south, and there was trending that way, and so far that's the way it looks. It's not to say that, you know, there can't be pockets of 8 inches in the area.
Yeah.
But I thought that was the exception as opposed to the rule, so that's why I just said averaging 6 or more. Now don't forget, folks, this goes into Friday, so today snow will develop. Where is the word snow there? I see on your sheet, I see developing.
What do you mean?
I don't have the word snow in there.
No, snow developing, that's right.
Right.
On
my copy, I don't have snow. I just have developing.
Yeah. Yep.
I forgot to put the word snow in there.
But okay. I knew what you meant.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So the snow will develop, and we're thinking along the lines, let's say the blanket of snow will start probably later this morning. So I'm thinking after 10, 11 o'clock. And it won't get moderately heavy until after lunchtime. 25 to 30 today. We have snow tonight, mid-20s. And the snow continues tomorrow and windy, low 30s. A little bit of sun and windy, some flurries Saturday, 30 to 35. Sunny Sunday in the middle 30s. So hopefully this will turn out to be a well-behaved predicted storm, I'm hoping.
But you're saying there's two storms, right? There's two lows, right?
There is, yes.
So yeah. So anything can happen with lows. They can go even further to the east, or they can come closer to the west. I mean, that's just what storms do.
Yeah, it's true. And right now, you know, if we were to draw a line, I'm looking at the radar right now, if you were to draw a line from, let's say, I'm going to say from Long Island Sound across northern New Jersey, across Pennsylvania, all the way, let's say, to Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah.
So that's the line of snow. And right now, it is creeping slowly northward. It's having a hard time coming north because it's hitting into some pretty cold, dense air. But nevertheless, it's on its way. And
because it's been so cold, as we witnessed last night with this little overnight burst of snow, it doesn't take long to accumulate on the roads and the ground because it's so cold.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this could turn out to be a pretty tricky storm. I'm looking at the reports right now. It's snowing in Bloomfield. This is all in New Jersey. It's started snowing in Newark, so it's in the New York City area. It's snowing down across Melville, Lakehurst, New Jersey. This is all snow reports. Let's see, Wrightstown. Heavy snow at Wrightstown. That's in southern Jersey. They have a quarter of a mile. The temperature there is 25 degrees. So it's up. It's up as far as Newark right now, and that's probably where the line is, and that's why I think it's going to take till about 10 or 11 o'clock before that light snow reaches us.
All right.
Other than that, I'm tired.
Now, what about next week? Are we going to break out of the system?
We'll break it. There's a system coming in on Monday. It's not a storm. It's a front. It's going to give us a little wet snow on Monday. Probably, I would say, 1 to 3 inches Monday, ending Monday night. And then after that, the temps are going to definitely turn around, and it'll be more seasonable, maybe even above seasonal levels next week. And the surge of storms will end.
It's been a hell of a February.
It sure has.
It's, we got our old-fashioned winter in February.
In February. Got the whole winter in February. And, usually on a Wednesday night, I take a yoga class called Yoga Flow, Flow Yoga. Yeah. It's a little bit more difficult than just regular yoga. But my original teacher, who I've been with for 4 years, she announced last week that she's going to be doing a class on Wednesday night called restorative yoga, which is very, very, it's an easy yoga. It clears the stress. It's just an easier yoga, very relaxing, the whole bit. And I said, I'm going to try it. So it was from 7 to 8 last night. And that was my first class with Louise in restorative yoga. Right. The last position was at 10 to 8, where she asked everybody to lay on the mat on your back, prop a pillow under your head, close your eyes, put your palms up, and each position you have to stay in for 5 minutes. Right. If the phone didn't ring, I would have been laying on that floor sound asleep at 20 after 8.
Really? You fell asleep?
I completely fell asleep. Which means two things, folks. Not only am I so tired, but the restorative yoga just works. It makes you so relaxed. And there I was. When I opened my eyes, I could not believe that, the TV screen was completely dark, because obviously, it's all virtual. So obviously, she said goodnight to everybody, and of course, I had no idea. And if the phone didn't ring, I would have been sleeping on the floor.
Hey, just like the old days.
Yeah, really. So I can't wait for this storm to be over, and I can't wait for tomorrow to come so that I could just put it behind me. And like you said, at least we're looking at much, much better weather next week. In fact, let's see. I'll give you an idea of what the computers are forecasting for temperatures next week. Monday, we're principally in the 30s because of that wet snow. 42 Tuesday, 44 Wednesday, 42 Thursday.
That sounds nice.
I figured you'd like. And 20s at night. Not bad, right?
I can deal with that. Now, I'm going to get your meteorological opinion. Okay. I've been looking at the stories coming out of Texas. And originally the governor blamed green energy because...
Of course.
And then all of a sudden all the reports came out that they're on their own power grid. They're not with the rest of the country. Also, they allow small electric manufacturers who don't make a lot of money not to produce. Basically, they make all their money in the summertime, so not all the power plants were up and operational. And when all the equipment was put in the windmills and the solar and everything like that, Texas opted not to winterize anything. Nothing was winterized. And so that's why they all failed. It was funny because I was watching on TV, and the Texas governor yesterday afternoon saying about, the windmills. Well, they got windmills in Denmark and in Alaska. They got windmills in bitter cold, and they all function perfectly. Why? Because they're winterized. This has to, and from what I understand, 11 years ago there was an outbreak like this in Texas. 11 years ago, there was an outbreak like this. Not as bad, but an outbreak like this, and the same thing happened, and they just never learned. Just because you live in a climate nowadays that basically seems to be mild most of the time, you know what? It's we live in an era of extreme weather, right?
Yeah, that's the era that we're in, exactly. And well, maybe they should wake up.
Yeah, I just I sit here and I say to myself, you got to put the money in. I mean, power companies have to constantly invest in their power grids locally and their poles and new methods. And for Texas to think that that wasn't going to happen again, is absolutely amazing. Just stupidity. Don't governments hire weather services?
But yeah, they should do.
Yeah. Well, obviously somebody wasn't listening. Obviously, somebody wasn't listening.
I was kind of wondering if that, you know, that's what happened there. But, you know, and if they did have a weather service and the weather service did not forewarn them of this, then they'd blame the weather service.
Well, that's another thing. They had warnings that this cold weather was coming. They had all, but nothing was done. Nothing at all was done. I find that absolutely amazing. I find
It really is. And these poor people, I mean, let's see, what is the temperature this morning? Oh, we're having a problem. Isn't that funny? That map is not available, but I could get it through. See what Dallas is this morning. I know Dallas and Houston were hit hard. Dallas is at 26 degrees this morning. It's not doing any precip. And Houston is at 33 and just cloudy. So it's not as bad as it has been. But they have freeze watches in effect. Right. They're expecting tonight to be in the low to mid 20s. And then it starts getting better. 43 tomorrow, 58 Saturday, 68 on Sunday. So definitely the back of the cold wave gets broken by the weekend.
All right. They seem not to own any plows in Texas. I find that amazing, too. They couldn't plow their roads. Come on. You don't have any plows in the whole state of Texas? Come on. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Where's Perot when you need him?
That's right. All right, Pat. Hey, I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All righty, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.